Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, or Shows and Tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. C.V. Fogg has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. cv-fogg.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fogg. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at maximumsecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits daphealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Happy Saturday in September. Welcome to the Joey English Show. Welcome to 920 AM, 99.1 FM. Then add 1340 AM and 92.3 FM because you've been reading about all the exciting improvements that are going on with our new owners, and we're going to be higher and faster and stronger, and everything is wonderful. And you can hear the Joey English Daily Datebook on all of those four spots, 5 days a week, four stations, 12 times a day. Then you can always hear our show in real time on the free KGX mobile app after we're through Nigel Dettelbach. I said it. Yay. Post everything to my website and to our Facebook page. Please friend me. You always do. Thank you. Friend me more than once. It's been a tough week and tough month for all of us, hasn't it? From Afghanistan to the things going on in Haiti and New Orleans and Miami. And now we're talking about 9/11 all through September. So be good to each other. Okay, this is our senior moment. That means we start off with the Neurovitality Center, then we go to Dementia Help, and then Larry Davis is waiting at Forest Lawn. He always says, I'll wait. Here's Alan Jensen from
the Neurovitality Center. Good morning.
And you brought us a pretty lady. Who'd you bring
us? I did. I'd like to introduce Sylvia Martinez. She is our activities director at the center. And I brought her because I wanted her to kind of tell what we do at the center on the activities side. Last month, you got to meet Rudy, our social worker. And so I brought in Sylvia so she can talk about the activities that we do.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi.
Activate us.
Yes.
What do you do?
Well, I'm the activities director at the Neural Vitality Center.
It's hard for me to say, too. Well, you weren't there when it was the stroke center. Then it was the stroke recovery center. Then we all had to learn to spell Neural Vitality Center.
Yes. Well, what I do there is activities for our clients. We have bingo, which is very popular. We play that 3 times a week.
Gamblers.
Well, and then we also have arts and crafts where we do jewelry. We make, they're making some bracelets, earrings, all kinds of jewelry. We also have, we paint with watercolors, canvas. They can be creative or we can paint, we can trace things. We also do, with wood, we do airplanes, cars.
Animals,
yeah. And what else?
Lions.
Sailboats. Ooh. So they get creative. They can color them and put them together with glue, and they do that. We are painting hats. Yesterday we were painting hats. We paint aprons.
Oh,
and we also have a garden club that we planted from seeds. It's growing.
So Alan showed me that.
Yes.
Where that's going to be.
It's growing. And they get excited. They get to paint some clay pots, and then they are growing, and they see it. We measure them. We sing music to them.
Oh.
We talk to the plants. We talk about different plants that they're growing, what's the best time, how to make them grow.
Gee.
So that's one of the things we do. We also do trivia, history trivia, music trivia.
Jeopardy.
Build a Fortune, Hangman. We have all kinds of games.
How fun. You had special training for all this.
Yes.
Or you were a kid.
Well.
I want to come.
Exactly. What's so great about what Sylvia does at the center is all the activities she does, even, you know, something as simple as, you know, we look at as bingo as a game or trivia or something like this. But for someone who has suffered from a stroke or is dealing with a neurological order, especially like with the activities of the arts and crafts, working with their hands, that takes a little while. That takes some time for them to have to focus on the coordination. And like the trivia stuff is great because that makes them think and have to stop and pause and try to remember things, things that we take, you know, granted for on a day-to-day basis. It's kind of hard for our clients. So a lot of these activities to us sound like, oh, wow, you get to play games all day, which is great. But at the same time, for our clients, it is focusing on what they need to be able to move forward in their in their recoveries.
It must make them feel very good about themselves when they complete one of your projects.
Yes, they are excited, and they just are happy, and
they
even say that it works their mind and their cognitive, so they like it.
Do you have children?
I have 4.
So I bet this carries over. It's very much like being with a child in a way, isn't it? You have to go back and start that behavior over again?
Yes.
Wow.
We're a family organization.
Yes.
Alvaro, who you met when you first came in,
uh-huh.
That is Sylvia's son.
No.
Yeah.
He's my oldest.
Yeah, he's one of our patient
there you go.
Advocates. So he works with the clients as well. He also runs our front desk and checks
yes.
everyone in and stuff. So
oh, that's
there.
Nice to hear. You must have lovely patients.
I do.
How do I get that? We need to go to those classes
exactly.
and get the patients. Yeah. How many clients are you helping on any given day, Sylvia?
We have like 16, 17.
Right now, we're still, mm-hmm. Trying to reopen and stuff like this. We're maxing out about 16, 17 a day.
But that's a lot for one person to monitor.
Right.
And do they stay all day with you, or do they come and go, or do they take a class and then have a break? How does all that structure work out?
Well, in the morning, we have like three different, like today I had, poetry time, then we had history trivia, then we had hangman. So they can be in those kind of activities or they can go to the gym.
Ah.
Yeah.
So they have some choices. Variety.
Yes, they do. They have options, and the more that we introduce things like you want to do this, and they choose from what they want to do.
And I'm sure there are functioning at different levels.
Yes,
too.
When I do an activity, I have to make sure who's going to be and how to include it.
Gotcha. How many years have you been doing this?
Okay, let me see. 5.
And you call yourself an activities director? You had to have training for this.
I did.
Gosh.
Yeah, Sylvia's a CNA.
What is that?
Certified Nursing Assistant as well.
Okay.
And then at her old position, she worked at a nursing home.
A skilled nursing home, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Where she ran the activities, and then we snatched her up.
Well, that's good. So if anybody were to have a physical episode, you have experienced all of that as well,
yes.
Too?
Yeah.
What's your title over there, Alan?
My title is Executive Director and Program Director. Yep, that's me. I haven't changed.
Things change every day, it seems, with all that we're going through.
Yeah.
What are the protocols and requirements over there now?
So we are lucky because we fall under the regulations of, since we are all
OSHA.
The OSHA, we are all vaccinated. All of our employees are vaccinated. And right now, any client that wishes to come into the building is also vaccinated. So we're kind of a safe zone at this point, and we like to keep it that way. We are taking on new clients at this time. Anybody who's interested in becoming a new client can give us a call.
If you're within the sound of our voice,
right.
Tell people what kind of clients you will take.
So we focus mainly on clients with neurological issues. Obviously, stroke is near and dear to all of our hearts, but we also work with Parkinson's. We work with people with dementia, any type of focus on the neurological. We like to focus
MS.
On that. MS, things on that idea. We'd like to bring those clients in, work with them on a day-to-day basis.
But you're not an overnight.
We're not an overnight. We are a day center. We're an adult day center.
I like that.
We do work through the CBAS program, which is community-based adult services. And if you do qualify to become a CBAS member, you can come to our center for free. Everything is paid for. Your transportation to and from the center, you get breakfast in the morning, you get lunch, you get to attend all the activities, you get the use of our gym. We also have a full-time social worker. We have a full-time nurse on staff. It's
everything
you need. On top
summer
of that,
camp.
Exactly. On top of that, you can also get physical therapy. You can get occupational therapy. You can get speech therapy.
How about food?
Dietitian, like if you want to work on your diet,
uh-huh.
We do have a dietitian on contract that we can speak with. We also have a pharmacist that helps with medications. Because a lot of our clients, they come in and they have, this doctor over here and this doctor over here and this doctor over here, and they're all giving them 4 or 5 different medications, and none of them speak to each other.
Oh, dear.
So they bring in their medications, and our pharmacist will go through their list of medications with them, and they'll make sure that there's no, interactions between different medications and really focus on that.
It's the leading cause of death in the United States, prescription drugs. For that very reason that you mentioned.
Yeah. So that's why we really like to focus on that. So as a Seabass, as a Seabass client, you get all that for free.
And if you have to pay, what is the charge?
So if you want to come in on your own accord, it's $85 a day. And again, you get all these services for $85 a day.
I'm writing all this down. Write it down.
Yes.
Tell everybody where you are.
So we are located in Palm Springs at 2800 Alejo Road in Palm Springs. And our phone number is 760-323-7676.
Oh, almost. 323-7676. I was thinking.
So close.
Yeah, 7878. Wrong. Yep. Are you open 5 days a week, 7 days a week?
We are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And our office hours?
8 a.m.
to 2:30 p.m. And our office hours are open from 7:30 to 3:30.
Okay. Now, Sylvia, are you there every day?
Yes, I'm in there every day.
Okay. So your clients can kind of drop in. They can come any of those 5 days that you're there.
Yes.
And there's always...
There's always something to do.
Yes, it sounds like it. It's a beautiful facility.
I'm glad you were able to come over and see it.
Oh, yes, Joey Pals. It's an open door.
Yeah.
Just go knock on the door and give Alan a quarter. Yes. I want to
come by for a visit. We'd love to see you.
It doesn't look as large as it is from the outside.
Yeah.
And you've got that beautiful grounds out back.
We got gorgeous grounds out back, and we have our brand new gym. I shouldn't say brand new. It's about 5 years old, but we have an amazing gym and all the services that I suggested before. So stop by and see us. We're happy to give you a tour.
And are we building up to some sort of a fundraiser or event coming into the fall? Who knows what we'll be doing in the fall?
At this point, we're kind of regulated by the state of what we can do. Nothing, we can't really go past what we're currently doing until January 1st.
Okay.
And then as of January 1st, we're hoping to swing the doors wide open, get everybody in, and possibly do a nice fundraiser idea or something on that idea.
We'll let
you know.
Because we all want to be back together again.
Yes, we do.
Now,
yes, we do.
Is everybody masked? I know they're vaccinated. What's your mask requirement?
Inside the building, because everybody is vaccinated, masks are on your own accord. If you want to be masked, you can. If you do not need to be masked because of everyone being vaccinated, we're not requiring that.
Got it.
Yeah.
And you're taking new clients.
We are taking
new
clients.
You have to be nominated, for lack of a better word, by your doctor, don't you?
No.
How does that work?
You can just, we have people just walk in off the street and just asking them. And then what we do is we have a form that they take to their doctor because we have to have a little, you know, history of medical history. And once they bring that form back, we take over at that point. We do all the paperwork. We get you signed up through IEHP, and you are good to go.
And how do you provide transportation? How does that work?
We use,
because some of these folks can't drive.
Yes, we use Sunline. So we use the Sundial service, and we make all that arrangements for you. We help you fill out your Sundial application for you and get you approved, and we help you do your scheduling and everything. So, like I said, it's a one-stop shop type service. Once you get there, come on and see us, and we'll get you signed up and get you going.
Well, thanks for coming by.
Thank
love
you.
The things you're doing, Sylvia. You like what you do, don't you?
Yes. To me, it's not a job. I love it.
Then what is it they say? If you find a job you like, you'll never work a day in your life or something
like
that. So the activities director and Alan Jensen, the executive director and the program director over at the Neurovitality Center. And that's the website, .org.
Correct.
323-7676. Bless your hearts. Come back.
We will.
Who are you going to bring us next time?
I think I'm going to bring Brenda, our person who runs our gym.
Oh, good.
And we'll talk about our gym.
It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.